Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to TCI Express Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Logia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of TCI Express Limited. First of all, I would like to thank management for providing us the opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Mukti Lal, Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Pavitra Mohan Panda, Chief Business Officer. So without further delay, I would now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mohit. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 financial year 26 earnings conference call of TCI Express Limited. I would like to thank all of you for joining us here today. I hope you and your families are keeping well. We have already circulated our earnings presentation on the company's website and the stock exchanges, and I trust you have a chance to review it. To begin, I will provide an overview of our business and operational performance during the quarter and first half of financial 26. Following this, our Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Mukti, will take us through the financial results in detail. The second quarter showed consistent progress over the previous quarter, supported by stable volumes, network expansion, and growing contribution from our multimodal services. Despite moderation in certain industrial segments and global trade headwinds, the company maintained its operational efficiency and margin profile through disciplined cost control and consistent service execution. The Surface Express division continued to be the largest contributor to overall business, driven by steady volumes across sectors like retail, automotive, and industrial goods. We saw improvement in MSME business and demand from lifestyle and garments during the festive season. However, performance was temporarily impacted as supplies paused by manufacturers due to the GST rate cuts and system realignments. Furthermore, we also added 10 new branches in this segment, strengthening last-mile connectivity. The Rail Express segment delivered another strong quarter from 25% year-on-year growth, supported by 25 new branch openings and growing adoption of appointed-based deliveries that improve planning and service reliability. The Air Express segment performed well, and with growth in both the domestic and international sectors, we continued to expand our capacity by securing direct space with new international carriers, enhancing our customer experience and increasing cargo handling efficiency. The International Air Express business grew 40% year-on-year, driven by higher import-export volumes across the trade routes. The C2C Express vertical continued to expand, recording 15% growth during the quarter on the back of new customer additions and team expansion across regions. Our Pharma Cold Chain Express service is gaining steady traction, driven by demand from temperature-sensitive shipments, including through rail transport, ensuring faster and reliable logistics for pharmaceutical clients. During the quarter, we leased a larger sorting center in Mumbai, which is three times the size of the existing one. The new facility will improve the operational efficiency, reduce costs, and support future growth and expansion in the western part of India. Plans are in place to replicate automation technologies deployed at our Gurugram and Pune facilities at upcoming sorting centers in Kolkata and Ahmedabad. These upgrades, along with implementation of a new CRM, will further enhance operational visibility, customer engagement, and efficiency. Our asset-light model continues to be the foundation of our business, allowing high network utilization, better cost management, and consistent service reliability. Capital expenditure of 28 crores was incurred in H1 financial 26 towards branch expansion, sorting centers, and IT infrastructure upgrades. I am pleased to share that TCI Express continues to be recognized for his commitment to excellence and sustainability. During the quarter, we were honored with the Iconic Brands of India 25, Sustainable Organization 25, and the Rajasthan Business Award 25, reaffirming our leadership in the express logistics sector. Through the TCI Express Foundation, we continue to advance the CSR and sustainability initiatives. The annual blood donation drive was organized nationwide in September to commemorate our founder chairman, late Shri P.D. Agarwal ji, on his Punya Tithi. Our Jaipur Foot and Rehab Center in Lucknow has empowered many beneficiaries this year with artificial limbs and assistive devices, while ongoing initiatives at the Archery Academy in Jharkhand. Looking ahead, the company remains focused on expanding its infrastructure and strengthening multimodal operations. We are also expanding into new verticals such as defense, EV and solar energy, which align with emerging trends and growth opportunities in the logistics space. With a strong balance sheet and consistent investment in technology, TCI Express is well positioned to capture emerging opportunities in India's logistics sector and deliver sustainable value to its stakeholders in the quarter ahead. With this, I would like to now hand over the call to Mr. Mukti to take you through our financial performance for the quarter and half year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and good evening, everyone. I will now take you through the financial and operational performance of our company for the second quarter and first half of this current year. As our managing director has already shared the business overview and key developments, I will focus on the financial highlights, service performances, operational updates, and our strategic priorities for the upcoming quarters. So basically, the second quarter reflected steady financial performance, supported by consistent cost management and balanced growth across our service offerings. Total income for the quarter was like 312 crore compared to rupees 290 crore in Q1 and the 314 crore in last year's same quarter. And EBITDA for the quarter is 39 crore, translating to a margin of 12.4%, while profit after tax is 25 crore with a margin of 8.1%. For the first half of FY26, income is like 602 crore. Compared to 609 crore in the same period last year. EBITDA during the period is 72 crore with a margin of 12%. And profit after tax is 46 crore with a margin of 7.7%. Despite moderate top-line performance, our disciplined focus on network productivity, cost optimization, and improved service mix helped sustain margins within our guided range. Our core services vertical continued to perform steadily during this quarter, supported by the festive demand environment and consistent network expansion. The Surface Express division remained the obviously primary contributor, benefiting from stronger movement in lifestyle, garment, and consumer goods, while MSME activity improved across key regions, though not up to that level, but yes, it has improved slightly. Our other services like air, rail, and C2C segment delivered robust performance as did in like quarter one, driven by network expansion, capacity enhancements, and strategic client growth, highlighting sustained operational excellence and business resilience. Our working capital cycle remains efficient with a receivable days at 60 days, payable at 40, and net working capital requirements 20 days, reflecting strong control over collections and payments. The company continues to operate debt-free, maintaining liquid assets of rupees 150 odd crore rupees. Cash flow from operating operation during this H1 is rupees 20 crore. It will be improved over the period, obviously. And in summary, Q2 reflected consistent financial performance with healthy margins, stable volumes, and strong operational execution. We remain focused on expanding our multimodal capabilities, enhancing technology integration, and maintaining a disciplined approach to cost management and capital allocation. These efforts will ensure continued value creation for all stakeholders as we move forward. Thank you, and now we can open the floor for question and answer, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Krupa Shankaranji from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. So first, bookkeeping question, what would have been the volumes for this quarter?
Yeah, so volumes is 2.5 lakhs ton for this quarter, and for the half year it is almost 4,82,000 ton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So when I look at the tonnage growth on YOY basis, it's still been quite flattish despite the underlying trend. What would be attributable to the GST-related impact, and if not for that, what could have been the tonnage growth? And have you seen that spillover to in the month of October? Any light on that, please?
Yeah, very well. You asked very good question. So basically, yes, we could have pause the revenue growth of like 2-3% single low digit growth in this quarter if we could not have affect this through this GST impact. So, and that we also, as rightly said, is a spillover in October month, and we're seeing a good traction in October. And so October also like slightly impacted because Diwali is mid of that, and last year it was end of the October, so that was not impacted. So if you put together these 2 months, October and ongoing November, put together we have very good growth in this this year. So we certainly, as we guided, we will be certainly, put the growth in that.
Yeah. So you're talking about the 10+% growth. Is that the number we should read for the year?
Yeah, yes, we guided like 8% kind of growth in volumes and 10% kind of growth in revenue. So we are on that verge. Hopefully we will be in next quarter, we will be, giving a growth of higher single digit growth in next quarter.
Got it, sir. So I have one fundamental question out here. Now, while your press release, it talks in detail about international air express growing at 40%, rail growing quite strong, T2C also growing at mid-teens sort of a thing. Is it just fundamentally the fact that the surface business is the only underperforming business in our entire spectrum, and that is one of the reasons why our revenue growth has been flattish over the period? Is that how one has to read it? And what has to fundamentally change with our operations for to get back? Because we are seeing that the underlying industry is growing at around 9-10%. So what has to change from here on, sir?
Yeah, so well, you rightly said. So my other, other service other than surface is gaining traction, and we're getting like good revenue growth on these. Though it is like small, small portion of overall revenue, but yes. So surface, we also did so many efforts, like we adding the new verticals. And what was the main reason to on surface? There is an, I think, two aspect of that. One is like, paper and plastic industry is also slightly reduced on that part. So that's what the one reason. Second part, MSMEs really hit. So still, they like trying to recover from that, and they gradually, recovering from that, because everybody, if you see industry-wide, everybody has impacted due to this MSME is not like, improving. That's the, I think, one of reason where we also impacted, and hopefully in next quarter onward, we will have the growth in, obviously, in surface product as well. So we will be on the right path. Even we were like flattish in surface, if we could have like no like GST impact of that, and growth in other products. So ultimately that impact will be, I think, gone, and now on the right path to be, growing this segment also.
So what I was actually looking for is there any aggression required from the marketing team, or is there any requirement of new branch addition, any change in strategy which has to be implemented to boost up this growth from a flattish sort of a trend? Is something which I was looking for. So anything which is fundamentally you're planning to implement, because you've seen this trend over quite some time now.
Yeah, so it's nothing like, permanent there. It's like temporary nature. Manufacturing is not increasing. Numbers are there. In India is not where we, whatever kind of segment we are, that is really not increasing. And again, in last call, we also mentioned we are depending on only one product. That's why we de-risking ourselves to putting other services in place. And, we cross-selling. So, each other product is helping to growing together. So that's also a good strategy we're putting. We also putting additional marketing team to how to improve business in, surface segment. And branch expansion, I think, not needed because we already have enough branches. Obviously, we have a plan to be increased. But once we will stabilize or getting into a BP point on the surface mode, then now we are also focusing to open the branch in other services. So this is a put together is a mixed strategy where we need to go ahead with that.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you for your patient answers. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Chandraji, can we tell now worst is over and we pick up from here?
Yes, hello, good evening. Yes, I also think so because all the dents in the economy and everywhere, it's quite evening out. So looking at that, there should be now, everything should be in the upward trajectory.
Okay, okay. And this Bombay location you have take on the lease, how many years it will take to start?
How many already started, sir?
You will do modernization there?
We will do modernization, automation in location of where we buy our own, sorting center. So this is not on our own land. So we will not probably do automation. And you need a certain scale for automation, like at least 1.5 lakh square feet. So once we attain that only, we go for automation. Yes, Mukti.
Yeah, so basically this is on a strategic location, and to add that what Chandraji is saying, so there is a strategy location and ultimately it will be reduced turnaround time because maximum moment of where we taken this, new sorting center on Nasik Road. This is the maximum load is go out from Mumbai or in and out from the Mumbai on that location. So it will be ultimately help us to maintain our direct cost for that purpose.
Right. Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Anshul from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, Anshul.
Great. So first question is on the pending automation at Kolkata and Ahmedabad, as Chandraji mentioned. What would be the timelines of this and the capex involved for the same?
It will be take time because construction has started on both the locations. So I think it will be take time actually. It's more than 1 year time is still there because construction will be finished in 6 to 9 months and then we will be start to put an automation and then I think finish will be, it will not be before December next year, you can say.
Okay, so mid FY 20.
Seven.
Yes. Mid FY 27 we should. Yeah. And capex involved for the same, sir? So remainder capex of H2 and probably for F27, if you could just guide us for the capex.
Yeah, so we've taken 500 crores capex in 3 years back. Now is a fourth year running. So we spent almost 240 crore rupees and remaining we will be, I think, finished on 400 crores. So you can say in remaining 1.5 years, we will be spent around 150 crore rupees more. In against of, you know, taken on a target of 500 crore, we will be ending with spend 400 crore rupees in 5 years. Then we will be carve out the new strategy for the, with the where location we will be like want to, you know, this implementation of sorting center and all. So we will be, I think, putting into the next year for that.
Got it. And this plan includes only automating these two hubs, correct?
Oh, yes, as Mr. Chandra has mentioned, because it is not feasible to have less than that. If we like facilities, you know, in a size, in a smaller in size, like one and below 1.5 like square feet, then it is not feasible to have automation. So that's why wherever we have, like Kolkata is around 1.5 and then Ahmedabad is almost like 2.5 lakhs, which is the biggest one. So these type of facilities really feasible to have this automation, and then, you know, everything is suitable there. Otherwise, no meaning to we have this automation. So that's way.
Got it. Second question that I had was on our revenue trajectory in the surface express business. Now, if I assume that, you know, our new services are contributing roughly 17-18% of our total revenue,
yeah,
surface express business seems to be sort of declining by 4-5% mid-single digit. That continues. Do we foresee that, you know, despite your commentary that, you know, festive season demand sort of has benefited the current quarter as well, how likely would this demand sort of push up Surface Express business revenue trajectory in the coming few quarters? If you could just shed some light or color on this, it would be useful.
Yeah, it's, well, because it's all depending upon how, like, economies, because it's our biggest contributor on that. So SMEs share increase is very important for us. That's why we're putting effort to expanding branch network and now strengthening team at branch level to get more, you know, knock the more doors to getting more businesses from the SMEs. And as mentioned in last call, we also putting effort to be, you know, more businesses in this, you know, usually empty routes like eastern part of India and southern part of India. We strengthening their team there so they can be get more businesses, because these areas maximum depending upon the, like, you know, SME customer. There are no big manufacturing as such. So this is our strategy to be putting more team there to get more businesses in eastern part of India, like again Bengal and Odisha and Jharkhand and all, everywhere. And this is getting good results, and we will be keep continue on that strategy. Second strategy to be putting direct sales team for this surface, we enhancing that. So we already put almost 30-40 more people on controlling level, because as you aware, we have a structure of like 60 controlling offices we have. So bit more, we have already put more team. And so these are the strategy. And third team, we also putting on a particular focus on new verticals, as we mentioned on, you know, this EV vehicle. So this is a good news. We already, like, you know, made an agreement with the one EV vehicle provider in South India. So we will be get that, start the volume from next month. Yeah, I mean, in this November month, we get the sign in the last month. So these kind of strategy to adding new verticals, and we also focusing major for like home furnishing and paint division, which is new companies is coming, as you see, as in a high, heavy competition on that. So these kind of exclusive strategies will be works well, and we will be certainly come into in out of this, like, you know, degrowth of this main contribution, main segment. So other thing also, Anshul, like in, you know, what happened in Diwali time, as you seen up to that 22nd September, there was an GST rate cut was started to that. So people convert some there also, like, you know, surface business into in rail and air, because there was a requirement, urgent requirement for that. So 1-1.5% region is also there, because they like demanded to be like deliver very fast, whatever way we can be do. So that's the one of the region also where, you know, surface was slightly down. So these are the things which we are putting as a strategy for the future. Yeah.
Got it. One final question from my end, if I may. You had earlier mentioned that our new services are margin dilutive in nature. So till surface picks up, margin should remain muted. Would that understanding be correct, or with new services operating leverage helps top line improves, so margin should sort of firm up? How should we look about this?
Really, other services also not like diluting margins. They are also like similar margins, except Air International having slightly less margin, which is very, very small amount in a percentage terms of revenue. Otherwise, all services are the same. But, you know, why our margin has diluted is, different reasons. One is because we expanding network for like rail and air. And air rates has also increased like arbitrarily by these all airlines. So that's why there is a region where cost has been increased almost 150 basis point in overall basis due to these reasons. That's why my margin has been diluted. And other reason is because we are not, as volumes has not picked up. So my utilization level of truck has, dropped. So that's the main reason where we almost reduced by 350 basis point. Otherwise, so we margin level of for all services are okay. There is no problem for any services, even rather similar or slightly higher in other services, rail or air or so. So margin is not challenge. I think is again temporary. Once we reach back, so my target is to once we reach back in a truck utilization of 85%, then we will be again back to improve margin in a one. We will be jumped from by at least 150 basis point, and that's the things I think. And slightly changes, slight challenges was also there in front of to cost increases due to again for the increase by the toll charges and labor charges, which we face the challenge on last year only. This year you seem like we have maintained the direct cost and gross margin we maintained our last year or almost like same of last year. So these challenges we already overcome, and I think air expansion or rail network expansion is also like steadily going on, but we're building up the revenue on that network, so it is maintainable. So that's why my gross margins are improving, or rather you can say sustainable, and it further improve in like quarter three and quarter four.
Got it. Many thanks for a detailed answer. All the very best for the remainder of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Just one question. So when in 3Q and 4Q we'll see higher volume, then this margin which we are already at 11.5%, where could that reach in the next two quarters? Because we'll be at almost, I think, 6-7% volume at least in the next two quarters. So at higher volume, we can definitely expect some improvement here. So can it become like a more like a 13-14% margin? That's the only question I had. Thank you.
Yeah, so yes, we are also targeting to increase that margin from 11.5% to 12.5% to 13% in that range in these remaining two quarters. So for whole year, we will be in, will be finish around 12.5% plus. So that's our target, you rightly said. And reason as I already mentioned in last answer, because
yeah,
we will be improve our efficiency in truck and yeah.
Got it. Just one more. So on a steady state basis, can this 13-14% could be considered as a new normal now as compared to 2 years back? We used to talk about 16-18%. So now it's more like a 13-14% should be considered as a good margin.
Not really. We again making effort to back to 15% plus margin, because again, once the volume will be picked to, supposing we grow in a 10 to 12% in volume, then it will be my, again, utilization of truck will be further improved to 85-86%, that range. That directly add to my profit, so there is no challenge. Further, other services will also improve. There is an urgent positive arbitrage on terms of like other costs, because this is also not, it means you can say like steady and sustainable. It is not increasing much. So ultimately, we will be very soon, if we attain the like revenue growth of 10% plus in volume, then certainly we will be jump to margin level of 14.5% to 15%. So for us, normal is, you know, not like below 15%.
Got it, sir. Yeah, that's all from my end. Some of the questions were answered previously. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good evening, sir. I just wanted to know the utilization levels of our trucks, please.
Sorry, come again?
Sir, our utilization of trucks?
Yeah, utilization of truck in this quarter was around 83.5%.
Okay, and for first half of FY26?
Sorry?
And for the first half of FY26?
It was 83%, yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Thomas as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I just want to understand something. When it comes to what I've been hearing in the Surface Express business, there's a lot of undercutting on prices. So how does TC Express manage these pricing pressures while trying to maintain margin?
Yeah, your voice was not clear, but what I understand, you're talking about price cut by the competition, price pressure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you know, Mr. Thomas, so price is really not worrisome in express industry as you know, because what we charging from customer as from their product value is very, very minuscule, kind of like 1.5%. So really, price cut is not a main thing in this industry. So we don't see any challenge on that way. Challenge are only volumes which we, like, you know, as overall industry is not growing, means manufacturing is not happening, India is like more depending upon the service sector. So that's the only challenge. Once, like, now is hopefully this GST cut will be also improve customer like confidence, which clearly visible in like October also. So with that, once this volumes will be increased, then certainly everything will be improved. So price, I think, don't you know, not any challenge for anyone in express industries. Yeah, it is challenge. It is challenge for B2C industries, yes, but not B2B industry as such.
Okay. And when it comes to your product mix, can you help me understand?
Sorry to interrupt, Thomas. Hello. Sorry to interrupt. Please, could you speak a little louder? Your sound is muffled.
So when you're talking about your product mix, can you tell me which is the segment that has the highest amount of revenue contribution? Which segment and which stuff in this quarter, which was the one that was growing the fastest?
Yeah, so Mr. Thomas, basically, you know, highest contributor is first, you know, air, domestic and international put together. And of that, international is very small amount right now, even below 2% of overall revenue, which has been grown.
Like, is it pharma? Is it auto, automotive? Oh, okay. What is the... Yeah.
So basically, you know, this festival season, we have seen a traction in, like, obviously in... electronics, garment, that has been picked up. Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me like the product mix like on the top segment?
So product mix basically vertical, you know, these top five vertical giving 55% revenue to us, and these are pharma, electronics, engineering, and you know, the garment, lifestyle products, okay, and auto. Okay. These are the main contributor of overall revenue.
You've made some automation in, you know, Taj Mahal and Chakan and all. So is there any, like, can you help me understand how has that helped improve cost or improve throughput or anything like that?
Yeah, because, again, you know, this automation has helped us to be improve our efficiency level by reducing turnaround time of this, you know, holding cargo at the sorting center, because earlier we're doing everything as a manually loading, unloading, it takes time almost like 8 hours. And now it is reduced to almost 2 hours. But, and further, it is like holding, you know, consolidation of that cargo and shorting of that cargo is also taken time. So whole process is taking in the range of like 16 to, you know, in the range of 12 to 18 hours, which has been reduced to half of that. So basically that has impacted, because that is, and you know, certainty is also there, where we can be think, yes, cargo will be reached there, then we can be processed in 4 hour time. But earlier that might be not, you know, so sure about that. So this is one aspect. Second aspect of that, you know, manual intervention has been slightly reduced for that, because now is, you know, doing, you know, cargo process as a automation. Third thing, there is a, you know, time for these trucks has been also improved, where like supposing one truck is getting trip from Delhi to Mumbai, like 4 trips, now they can be made 4.5, because now their holding time is, you know, reduced at this particular center. So these are the things which is really benefited, and that's why we are able to maintain our like direct cost and, you know, this operating margin, you know, this gross margin basically.
Okay. And you had mentioned earlier about, you know, doing milk runs and using AI to get better routes and all. Can you give, is there any gauge on how much this has helped when it comes to cost? Or helping in gaining revenue, anything like that that you can help me understand in this quarter?
Yeah, so I think you're talking about milk run to, you know, for my reduction my cost, right?
Cost, yeah.
Because we, you know, told on that perspective where we, supposing one vehicle is directly going one place to another, only supposing A to like K. But then they, supposing one or two branch in middle of that, then they're not touching that. But now, sometime, because it depends, sometime it is supposing is a time, you know, killing my time. It's not reaching on time, because somehow it is possible only on metro cities where we have the high density of branches. Then we need to use this as a milk run. So we using, still using that, and we doing that wherever is required is highly dynamic, because we need to see the time. So for example, every city have their like, you know, entry barrier in the city. So supposing in Mumbai, my vehicle starts from sorting center to deliver to that branch, because they have the only window of 5-6 hours. So they can't touch 2-3 branches in that time. So this is a problem. So somehow, somewhere is possible, somewhere is not possible, because more and more branches come under, you know, city limits. So sometime it is not feasible to be touched 2-3 branches in that very limited window, because vehicle has to be go inside the city, then, you know, unload the material from that branch and the pick the material and then must be come out from that. Otherwise they will be, supposing it will all be cross that limit before that, you know, entry barrier is removed, then they will be like stuck there for the 24 hours. So it depends on the various things, but yes, wherever is possible, we're doing that. This is very like basic thing or hygiene thing for us to doing continuous basis.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pravesh from Foreland Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one data-giving question. What was the corporate SME mix for this quarter?
Yeah, so it is, you know, it is on 48-52. So 52 is corporate and 48 is SME. And our endeavor to anyhow to cross 50. And it's good to like, supposing we reach to 55% in future. So that endeavor is going on. But right now it is mix is 48-52.
Understood. Did we take any price hikes this quarter on the express business?
Not much. We've taken almost like, you know, overall basis is not more than 25 basis point. So, and last quarter we've taken almost 50 basis points. So put together is like not more than 75 basis point.
Understood. I think at the start we were trying to get to around 2%. Is that still likely to happen by the end of the year, or you think that's unlikely?
Yes, so it is ongoing process, but you know, major impact is coming on either on you know, start of the year, financial year or calendar year. Because usually what happen Indian companies is like, you know, whatever price hike they're giving is around start of financial year. And MNC is usually giving again the start there like financial year as a calendar year. So usually that happens. So still we are, plan is on to get the price hikes. And hopefully we will be finished with the like 1.5% to 2% for sure in this year.
Understood. September plus October, you said if we should look it together, right, in terms of the.
No. October and November.
October and November. Okay.
Yeah.
And that you are saying is expected volume growth will be high single digits, October plus November.
Yes.
Understood. Got it, sir. Last question on the branch network side. Are we still on track for those 80 branches, or there's some change in the thought process?
No, so mix is, you rightly said, so we, as you've seen, we opened the branches of rail branches, though it's very small branches because business is, we are building up capabilities and business is building on that. So we open up the rail branches 25 and 10 branches in surface. So as you've seen, like, 35 branches, we opened that. And we will be on the same path. By year end, I think we will be finishing all the services put together again in the range of 60 to 80, for sure. Like, we again in an expansion mode to be in air and rail, we will put more branches for that. And surface, obviously, is an established product. So might be having, like, 10 to 15 more branches in this remainder part of this year.
Got it, sir. The non-surface business would be what percentage of revenue now this quarter because of the strong growth, etc.?
It's approximately 18%.
Got it. So the B2C business decline is still continuing. Is that what you're saying? I would have expected with that 25% growth, the share would be much
higher. No, we are also increasing our B2C business. Mukti, you can say that also.
Yeah.
Okay. So my only question was, is 17%-18% range has been true for quite some time, while the other businesses have been growing quite fast, as you have also reported. So just trying to understand, is there something else in that mix that's bringing it down?
In fact, B2C, we are planning to make it a 100 crore product by next financial in 2 years' time. I think that is what the plan is. Mukti?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Understood. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just on your last comment where you spoke about the B2C segment, just wanted your thoughts on which areas are we particularly focusing on the B2C part. And just take it further, historically, B2C, when you alluded to the fact margins, pricing has been an issue in the B2C segment. So how do you see the margins ramping up in that segment, maybe in the next 1 or 2 years?
Yeah. So basically, again, earlier we were in like 4-5% in B2C, but over the period, it reduced to like around 2-2.5%. Now we again refocusing with the newer strategy to be putting again, taking a small B2C customer, which is every door now, which we study in the market where we've seen various small companies directly, you can say D2C, they directly send to customer on their, they're selling on their own platform. So we hiring team for these kind of businesses, and their rate is not challenged at all. So that's we founded and now started also, like a small customer. That's why Mr. Chandra has mentioned we have a big plan for that, and we will be go on that path. So again, our target is not these big boys, but for that also, we're talking about again, like category two, B2C player, not these big two boys like again Amazon and Flipkart. But again, Flipkart is also, we are discussing with them. So once it will be ramp up or we will be reach on some agreement, then restart the things for B2C. But again, margin is our key fundamental. So we can't be lose that proposition, and we will be focusing on that, and then we will be do the business. So we will not do everything. Wherever we have a stronghold, wherever we have the margin, then we will be to that. That's very clear, actually.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone.
Yeah, we can close now. So if there is no question, we can be like...
Yes, sir. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I thank everybody for attending the con call for TCI Express, and I look forward to speaking to you again in near future, and thank you very much for your attendance.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, everyone.